Okay, we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Says Zav Yudal, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the new parak. So this parak is now going to talk about different items. These are basically fixed payments that the Mishnah is talking about. Well, we're going to disregard value, but payments have to be made on a fixed basis. And because the payments are made on a fixed basis, there is a kula and a chumra involved. So the Mishnah gives a list. Yesh be'arachin lahakim or lahachamir. Sometimes the din that you have to pay the set amount by arachin is a kula, and sometimes it's a chumra. The Mishnah is going to give a list, and then the Mishnayos following are going to expand on what was mentioned. The first Mishnah today, the next Mishnah will talk about arachin, and steyachuz we'll talk about today also. Vib b'steyachuz lahakim lahachamir. Also, the halakha by steyachuz is that you have to be poda a steyachuzah, but we'll see what it is. But there's a set amount of how you poda a steyachuzah. Steyachuzah is an ancestral field, the field I have from generation, from the time of the chalukah of the Aretz, the times of Yeshua. So that steyachuzah, right? That steyachuzah. If you're makdish to steyachuzah, that you were yorish from your parents in Eretz Yisrael, the makdish is permitted to be poda to redeem it, as we'll see. So if you were makdish it on the year one of Yovel, let's say you're makdish on year one of Yovel, and you want to be podit right then and there, so you have to give for every, it's called the kol zera chomer seorim, which means the karka that would be big enough to grow a kor, which is a set amount of seorim, 50 kasef. So basically 50 shekel kasef, 50 shekel kasef per core, per area. And every year it goes down a shekel. Year, if you're 49 years left, it's 49, 48, 47, 46, going all the way down. So makish deyachuzah, that set amount, that has a kula and a chumra. Uvishur hamuad shehemish is eved. Ashur hamuad, that kills an eved kanani, right? So by that case of a shur that kills an eved kanani, or shekhananis, the shur is stoned. And if it is a shor muav, the bialim have to add to the master of the slave 30 shloim. So there's a kul and a chumra in there also. But onesu mefatav motzi shemra lahakel lahachmir, the set amount that's given to pay off, to pay the fine for rape, for seduction, or for motzi shemra, and you see the Lashon Hara will start coming in, right, for motzi shemra, that is also a kul and a chumra. So now the Mishnah starts to explicate what it mentioned. Yesh barachin lahakel lahachmir. What's the chula or chumra when it comes to arachin? Ketzad echad sheherich es hanash of Yisrael. Even if you marich like the best physical specimen in Yisrael, right, who's worth who knows what in the marketplace, ve es hakaor or your marich the ugliest, worst, most disgusting person in Israel, no sin hamishim sela. If they are between the ages of 20 years old or 60 years old, no matter what their physical status or no matter what their any status of is, it's 50 shekel kesef. So it's a kula and a chumra. Right, the kula is that this guy's worth 100. The chumra is this guy's maybe worth 10 on the market. Doesn't make a difference. Set price 50 slime. Mr. Gemara then, the mission then continues, that we know this a lot already. Vim Amar Harei Dama Valai. If I say I'm going to be a makdish, not going to be marif, I'll be makdish what this guy is worth, then you have to figure out what the guy was worth on the slave market and give that value. So the strong fellow gets, you have to give a lot more, and the weaker fellow you have to give a lot less. But when it comes to Erekin, it's a set price, and that's why there's a kula in the chumra. So the Gemara then, now the Gemara says, Yesh barach lahakya, lahakmir ketan echot sheherich. So the Gemara asks, be yisrol in bo yichovim lo. The Gemara said, right, the Mishnah said, Yesh barach lahakya, lahakmir, he says, echot sheherich as hanash shev yisrol, as hakar shev yisrol. It specifically mentions Yisrael, and we know we had a machlokus whether or not a goy can be the subject of an erechin. Seems to be here that the Gemara Mishnah is specifically saying to Yisrael, which will go against the Shita, who holds that you may not be that the goy cannot be the subject of an erechin. So Yisrael in the Kavim Lo Lema Masnisa the Lo Kerabim Meir. So we can see that our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Meir. This not because we learned in the Mishnah that Hamad Beis Obe Kochavim. Right, over the chavim ne'erach. Right, over the chavim can be the subject of erechin of olam marif, but he cannot create an erechin. Our Mishnah seems to indicate that over the chavim may not be the subject of erechin. But Har says, no, afil tamer Rabbi Meir, don't be so the critical of the Mishnah. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. You can say that even our Mishnah is even going according to the opinion of Rav Meir, who holds and who didn't feel over the Chavim Nami. This halacha would apply even to a guy. Ella, what's going on here? Milsav Agav Orchid Kamashmalan. The Mishnah comes to teach us something Derech Agav. What's the Mishnah coming to teach us? Milsav Agav Orchid Kamashmalan. Kid the Rav Yehuda Marav, teaching us what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, which is difficult, being Rav Yehuda Marav is much later than the Mishnah. So, Kid Rav Yehuda Marav, the Amar Yehuda Marav, Asar La'adam Shayomar Kamenah Kanani Zeh. You're not allowed to give compliments to a guy. So, if the Mishnah would have said here, Echad Herich Hanar Shevagoyim, you'd be giving a compliment to a guy. Rashi says, the low Tana es Hanar Shevagoyim. It doesn't mention the most beautiful of the Kananim, the Pisha Asa Lahaska Shem Noyal, Kananim Kanan Yehuda. Now that I mention that on Kanani is so beautiful. They say Lo Tichanim, Lo Titan Lehemchein, right? Gemara of Odozar, we learned three things about Lo Titan Lehemchein. Lo Tichanim is Lo Titan Lehemchein, Lo Titan Lehemchein, Mat Naskinim, don't give them free gifts, and Lo Titan Lehemchein, Yabakarka is not allowed to give them an established, a foothold in the land. So here he's saying that's why you're not allowed to give them. There's a lot of Lemaisa over here, you're not allowed to give praise to a guy. Come over here about what about athletes, what about being fans, what about kids walking around with jerseys that have names of athletes, and my father never let me do that. I don't think it was because of this halacha, but you're not allowed to work with these things. There are certain camps I know they don't let them. No camp of Gudah does not allow their kids to wear those jerseys, or all the other camps do.
What happens if a guy saves a Jew?
Right, so it has to be for no reason. What about giving a guy, your boss, giving a guy a bonus?
Oh.
That's fine, because it's for your benefit.
Oh, right.
It's for your benefit. The problem I have here is that there's a famous Gemara in Gittin. Okay, the Gemara in Gittin says, right? Gemara in Gittin has a story. It says, Kufa, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMashachar, Ev Avdo, Over Be'asei. If you free your slave, right, you're over of mitzvah sasei, shenem al olam tabodim. Not allowed for your slave, you always have to keep them as your slaves. So Meisvei, there's a question, Meisvei, Rabbi Elezer, Shev Mechav, Pesach, Nesach, Rabbi Elezer walks into Shul, below Matzah Sar, and he has 9. So he doesn't give a 12-year-old a chumash, what does he do? The Shechar Agdo. He emancipates his slave. Bishlimu la'asara, and therefore he has a minion. How can he do that? Olam tabodim. What it says, mitzvah shayini. But it's a mitzvah, therefore he's allowed to do it. So the Rashi brings down the Ramban. Ramban Gittin, who says, Hikshibah Ramban. The key mitzvah is followed the tshiva nitcha asei shebetorah. Just because there's a mitzvah to daven, you're going to be docha the asei of freeing the slave. So the Ramban answers, "V'teirus to efshe to lo omer Torah eli mishum shelo litein lehem mat naschinam." The only reason why you're not allowed to free the slave is because it's motitah lehem mat naschinam. Ki inyan in dechsiv benachin lo tichanim habachashu meshachro v'dei shenatan demei atzmo. But if you're meshachro him because he either pays you. Oh, which is a mitzvah, but tzorech avol. There's a big tzorech. The lechachanina muta. Then there's no chain here because you took it for your own benefit. That's fine. The Rashba asks right away. The kashuli that fido leger ochem avelus mutpei matnaskinam for a ger toshle you're allowed to give a matnaskinam. And so the koshkin ever kanani shekivu of komitzk yisrael. When it comes to an ever yisrael, you should also be able to give a matana. So what's going on? So the Rashba comes a different answer. But the question they have is according to the Ramban. Right, according to Ramban, it says, as long as it's a benefit for you, and you're not doing it for their benefit, then it's okay to give chayim. So what's going on here? We're learning. We're not giving any praise to a specific guy. We're in the base measures, and we're learning, and we want to discuss it. So there's no matnas chinam here. What's the shayla? What's going on in matnas chinam? At the top of it off, if you look on the Mishnah, on the Dalet Amud Beis, right, we'll get to it also, it says, The first Mishnah we're going to get to it says the Shor Muach Shemis is the Eved Lahak Lahafarketz Echad Shemis Ha Noah Shebavadim. Right then and there we do mention Noah by Avadim. So according to the Rashba, it's no problem because the Rashba says when it comes to Avadim, that's not an issue. But according to Ramban, he didn't give that answer. So what's going on? Why in this Mishnah you couldn't say Noah, and in the Mishnah over here you can't say Noah? So I think it's very strange to me. According to this Ramban, what's going on? It's also difficult. Right here we have this idea of matnaschina, of lotinam lemchein. It's like we're not even talking about a specific guy. We're just talking about like goyim in general. It's a very, very expansive view of lotinam. There's a Tosfos and a Avodah Zarah that discusses whether this applies only to the Sheva Amim, whether it applies here, just stam. You're not allowed to praise to the goyim. We're not even talking about a person. We're just talking about trying to figure out the halacha and the mishnah. I found this whole this. I think there's more tzarichin here. It's very very difficult, at least for me, to understand what's going on here. So the Gemara then said the reason. So the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara says, okay, we don't want it. We're not allowed to praise the guy, and that's why we don't mention the Na'ash Shemiknani in the Mishnah. The Gemara says the listening is a Na'ash Shemiknani, the Sakar Shemiknani. We had two things. We had the Na'ah of the Yisrael. We had the Kula by the Na'ah, and the Chumra by the Kiyur. So make the Yisrael the pretty one, and the guy the ugly one. And therefore he learned the halach like our mayor, and you don't have the problem of keeping him chayin. So listening is a Na'ash Shemiknani, Sakar Shemiknani. So the Gemara says, no, but chad umra uma kamairi, betray uma lo mairi. Our mission wants to keep it consistent to talk about one nation. So the Gemara says, that's not true. Below, v'akitani ha-gadolosh of the sakitanosh of Yisrael. You'll see later on, we're talking about the chashuv by the Kohanim and the not chashuv from the Yisrael. That's two amim, really. Kohen and Yisrael are two different nations. I don't know what the halachah is. They're two different, you know, statuses within one nation. The Gemara answers that, hasam, was very basically right. What's the happening? So, they're one nation. The Kohanim have a different status. It's different statuses within one nation. It's not a different nation. The Gemara says so. Therefore, that's why you have to keep it with Yisraelim. The Eva is Ema, or you can give another answer. I did the Kabbai the Mishnah Seifa Steyachuza. Since the Seifa is going to mention the concept of a Steyachuza, so be Yisrael who the Mishkachasla, but with Kabbal Okap Mishkachasla. The Yehuzah doesn't apply to Goyim. It only applies to Yisrael. So for the sake of consistency in the Mishnah, we're only talking about the Yisrael. Right? Why? The Lab Ne'ehuzah Ninu. Because Goyim are not in the parish of Ne'ehuzah. Mishim Hachi Panali Yisrael. So that's why you mention Yisrael. Right? Tosas points out, he says, Be'ovek HaKovim Lo Mishkachas, Mishim the Lab Ne'ehuzah Ninu. Be'afak Gav Der Minam Ovek HaKovim Yorish Aviv, Devar Torah, even though we know that a Goy is Yorish, his father, Mikom Makom Lo Hayal Hem Ehuzah Ba'aretz, they don't have the concept of Achuzah in Eretz Yisrael. V'din zeh lo shayakim be'Eretz Yisrael. And the whole idea of the Achuzah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah he had tkuli ba'aretz. But over the chavim elo nacham ba'aretz. He doesn't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. It only applies, a guy could have, I don't think there's a home of for the boy has a kinyan to be makir ma'izah. A guy could own property in Eretz Yisrael, but that's not considered Achuzah. That's not considered nachla. The concept of nachla only applies to Yisrael. There is a Rabbeinu Gershom that says, it's a little difficult. He says, the lav ne'achuzah ninu, the Ovek HaKavim lo kane gufa, right, you can't have a kinyan guf, but Och ein lo she'er of the ein yorish of it, that he's not yorish his father, which is very difficult, and the note even points out, it says, ayin kedushim, the Ovek HaKavim yorish of it. We have to start a theme on the Rabbeinu Gershom, who explains, I mean, it's a famous more kedushim that Tosos quotes. What's Rabbeinu Gershom saying? That the guy is not yorish his father, so that has to be looked into as well. Okay. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about this kakav steyachuzah. Okay, so again, it's a little hazama. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there are two types of fields. We have this field that's called the Steya Chuzah. That is a field that one is Yorish, a person from his forefathers in Eretz Yisrael, from door to door, and you go all the way back to the Chalukas Haaretz, and you have what's called the Stey Mikna. That's a son that I didn't Yorish from my father, rather I bought it. I bought it from you, right? And the field that I bought is Chozer in the Yovel to the Mocher, meaning it goes to the original Ochas. It goes back to the original family. Now, if I'm Makdish, I mentioned before, if I'm Makdish my Steya Chuzah, and I want to be Podeit from Hekdesh, so I have to give a certain amount. We said was, you don't redeem it for its value, rather it's Chamishim Shekel Kesef for the Karka. It's 50 Shekel Kesef, one Shekel per year of the Ovel, for a amount of land that would be Zoreh Chomer Seorim. So whatever that amount of land is, it's 50 Kesef. Twice that amount, it's 100 Kesef. That's in year one. And every year in the Ovel, you knock off another shekel. And also, if you pose it, you also have to be mosif an additional chomesh. Now, if you were matish a stay mikneh, so then the pidyon is different. Then, and we'll see what that is. And let's say it's nifteh by somebody else. So if somebody else is posing a stay chuzah, it goes out. So I have a stay chuzah, I'm matish it, you're posed it. So what happens on Yovel? It goes to the Kohanim. Okay? And now if stay mikneh, no matter, still, if I bought a field, I'm makdish it, you're poda it, it goes back to the original owner in Yovel. Okay, there's a few things that you know. Because he wants the field. Whatever the amount of time he wants the field. My assumption is that the value of the field takes into consideration that you only have it for a certain amount of time. Like it's not like a, you know, you don't have, there's no perpetual ownership. when you buy it. So the Mishnah said, right, the Mishnah said that there's a chumrah and a kula by Seya Chuzra. So, the Seya Chuzra v'hakel u'lahachmer, how's that? Ketzad. Echad ha-makdish b'cholos ha-mochos, v'echad ha-makdish b'pardesos sabsti, nosit zera chomer tsa'orin. Whether or not you are makdish to land in cholos ha-mochos, which is, I think, very urban area, around the city, right? Cholos ha-mochos, Rashi says, sevivos ir. In the chasuv called kachat the midrash haraglaim, and those dimes, you know, urban property, I guess, wasn't worth a lot of money. So tell it to the people who live in Tokyo or Manhattan, but it wasn't worth a lot of money. And pardisos sabasai are karamish osamakim or olim lo. Those are the fields. We're talking about agricultural culture. Then I guess the agricultural fields are worth more. No matter what the field is worth, when it comes to the steyachuza, you have to do this calculation. You're not pode it for its value, only for this calculation, right? B'chamishim shekel kesarayim, right? Let's read again. B'shtei achuz l'hakul ha'achar, ketzad echad ha'makish b'chol samachos, echad ha'makish v'radesho sabzti, nosin zera chomer sa'orim, b'chamishim shekel kesar. U'b'shtei mikneh, but if you want to be podes, b'shtei mikneh, nosin eshovyo. Then you have to give the value, so if a field that's worth more, you have to pay more for it. If it's worth less, you pay less. There's no set price. Rabbi Lezer argues, Rabbi Lezer Omer, stay mikne, echad stay mikne, echad stay achuzah. The din is the same. It's the zera chomer sa'orim chamish mishekel kesef. You have to do this calculation. So what's the difference between the stay achuzah and stay mikne according to Rabbi Lazar? Ma ben stay achuzah stay mikne. Shem stay achuzah. When it comes to an ancestral field, who knows in chomish? You have to add on the additional fifth. Over stay mikne, ain't knows in chomish. But if you hold the stay mikne, you don't have to add on that extra fifth. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a member of Rav Huna, who says that when you're podeh, this set value, this 50 shekel per core, basically, this set value that you're used to pose that stay achuzah, that you're makdish, that is only regarding the karka itself. He distinguishes it between the fields or the shrubbery, the trees or the shrubbery in the field. It's only for the field, not for what grows on the field. Amar Huna, hiktish sada mileas ilanos. I'm makdish, again, a stay achuzah, that is filled with trees. And now I'm coming to pose them. Kishahu podam. When I am pose them, Pode ilonos b'shavyam. Shavyam. I have to pode the value of the trees. V'chozeru pode karka be'zerach omesorom v'chamishu shekel kesef. And then I go back and I'm pode the land based on the calculation of the 50 shekel per core, which is about 50 shekel per 75,000 square amma. So, two different pediyas. Because the trees are not included in the stei achuzah calculation. So, alma kasav Rav Huna must hold other makdish ba'ayin yafa makdish. When a person is makdish, he's makdish ba'ayin yafa. How does that work? Rashi says, ba'ayin yafa makdish, ilonos levad v'karka levad, v'lo shayifti ilonos agav karka. He's makdish it in a way that the trees are separate from the land, because that would provide hektish with the most value when it comes to pidyon. So he's makdish ba'ayin yafa to separate the trees from the karka. Okay, so now Rav Nachman's going to ask a slew of questions on Rav Huna, and we're going to try to answer. Basically, Rav Huna says that you match by ayin yafa, and therefore the pidyon of the trees is different than the pidyon of the karka. The trees have to do per value, and the karka has to do the pidyon of the stei achuzah.
So it's like you're
being matzah, or that's how you pose it. Well, you're matzah. I hear you. I think you're pose because I think it's a little circular. You're right. When you have in mind to be makdish it, you're makdish and makdish them separately. I'm not makdish the ilanos with the karka to allow hektish to get a better rate on pidyon. That's how Rashi seems to understand. That's the assumption, right? The halachic assumption. Okay. So Esi Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman and Esi Rav Huna. Let's look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says echad hamakdish karka that's in cholos hamachos, which is the urban area. The echad hamakdish be pardesos sabsti, or you makdish in the pardesos, which pardesos are the forests, right? Sabsti, right? Noting zerach chomer v'shomer chamishim shekel kesef. You're giving the value. You're giving the set amount that you have for stei achuzah. Doesn't say you separate the trees from the land in our Mishnah. So if one answers amrlei ru'uyu le pardesos kamina. No. That is like the field, the area that's roy for trees. Doesn't mean the trees there yet. If there were trees there now, then you'd have to, and you pose it, you would make it separate. So Esvei, we asked another question. Esvei, okay, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says by Stei Achuzah, says, Im Mistei Achuzah so yafish ish l'Hashem, if you're going to be makdish, you're Stei Achuzah, v'haya ekrecha l'fi zaro, and it gives the calculation, zera chomer sa'orim l'chamish m'shekel. So it says, Beis Zera, right? A place that's Ru'uyeh Lizriya. Ainli Ela Beis Zera. Stay Gifanim, stay Kanyim, stay Ilanos. Vineyards or forests, Minayin. Tamalom or Sadem, Mikom Akam. Or Sadem, any type of field, including trees. No distinction. So Amalei Hakanami, Pode, the closer Pode. No, it doesn't, right. You makish the field that has trees, but if you makish the field that has trees, then you have to make a split. The field has the field one way, and the trees the other way. So Eitz Beis, another question. Hikdish Shalosha Ilonos Mimata Aser Lebeisa. You were makish three trees that are spread out in the field, that had there been 10 trees spread out there, that would be called a Beisa, which is basically 50 or 50 Amma. This is the shear of karka that you need, that a tree needs. Which is Gemara Bava Basra says, in order for the trees to be yonik, to get sustenance, you can only have 10 trees in a Beisa. So a mat is a field that has three spread out appropriately, and I can put seven more in the appropriate area, but I have three that spread out appropriately, right? Hareze hiktish et hakarka. If that case, if I hiktish these trees, so in that case, I'm makdish the karka and the trees shevenei. I mean, I'm makdish the karka and a small shrubbery between them. Ukish ekishu pote, and I redeemed them. Pote bezera chomer sermon chamish b'shevel ketzer. It's clear. When I was makdish the trees. So I'm not just the trees with the karka. The pedia is done only based on the steyachuzah calculation. But pachos mikain, continues the b'risa says less than that if the trees are not spread out in an appropriate manner. Oh yes, rokain, or they're too spread out. Oh hikdisha mazel chazel, or a makish each tree by itself. Hare zel lo hikdish lo sakarka lo seilonos shabnayim. In this case, then you weren't makish the karka or the shrubbery between each trees. That is your only podia, that you only makish the trees. And if when you come to be poda, you poda the value. I guess because when they're spread out so much and there's no order, the karka is not considered a state ilan to go after the trees. It's only the trees individually. If price continues below od, el afil hikdish ilonosav. Let's say you were makdish originally, just your trees, right? I guess that, and they're not in the right shear. The achakach hikdish karka. Then after that, you're makdish the karka. Kishu poteh, then when you poteh, poteh kumash b'shavyeh, and the poteh poteh kakka b'zera chomash r'ma kamish b'shavu kesef. Only that case is the two, because the two separate maisa hektish. But it seems clear from the b'risa to begin with, that when you're makish the trees with the karka, it's only one p'diyah. So v'chi teimah hachanami poteh b'chozer poteh, and if you could tell me that in hachanami, the ratio is a case where you poteh one, and then poteh the other, that can't be. Homi, the safer poteh b'chozer poteh, the safer poteh case of chozer poteh, chozer Pode Choser v'Pode v'Chalda Reisha Lo. That means in the Reisha you didn't have that. And our question is from the Reisha. So Ella Hamani, so the Rav Huna answers, no, who's this Mishnah going like? This Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon. He is going according to the Shita of Rav Shimon. The Amar Makish Bayin Ram Makish. I don't hold like him. This Mishnah is going, I hold like a different time. I hold like the Chachamim. This Mishnah is like Rav Shimon, who holds Makish Bayin Ram Makish. Which basically would mean that you, when you're Makish, you're makdish it in a way that it's the cheapest way possible. Which in this way would mean that I'm makdish it in all, I makdish everything to allow for pidyon in the cheapest way possible, which I guess, I don't know how that would work out. The assumption is, therefore you're poda the trees agav the karka, and therefore you get that would be the greatest value for hektish. But that's not necessarily true, because we said, the least value for hektish. The least value for hektish. But the Mishnah said that there's a chumrah by steyachuzah as well, that if you have it in the very, very cheap area, you still have to pay this 50. What if the land is worth less? Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, I would think that it means makdish b'ayin ra makdish means, so it depends on where the field is. If it feels in the urban area or the fields in the more agricultural area, in the rural area. So I'm not exactly sure how that why ayin ra makdish means definitely that you do it to stay a chuz away. The Steyachuzah can also be, the Mishnah mentioned, Steyachuzah can also be a Kula, or can be a Chumrah. Alright, the sign, how do we know that this is the sheet of Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon has in the Mishnah, the Basha says, how makish es hasadeh, if you're makish the field, hikdish es kula. You makish everything in there. If I say I'm makish my field, I makish everything, because he, Matanakam, holds a makish, but I ain't yop a makish. And therefore, your das was to makish everything. Rav Shimon omer lo hikdish, no, if you're makish the field, you weren't makish the trees, el chorav hamurkov asadim ashikma. You only makish these big, big trees, that are very old and big, and they take a lot from the karka. You're not makish everything. It's ayin ra. The Gemara says, wait a second. It can't be Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon is inconsistent with another part of the Mishnah, of the Brayos we brought down. E Rav Shimon ema seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa says, below ode, el afil hikdish ilanosav. You're makdish the trees in stage one. The Africa hikish karka, you makdish the karka on stage two. Keshu potem, when you redeem them, potesilam shmeshavehem. First you potem the trees based on value. The chosen potem based on the chomasar and bechamishim shekel kesef. And you chosen the karka based on the erechin calculation. Vi Rabbi Shimon, and if with Bryce is going with the sheet of Rabbi Shimon holds, lizil batstar pigeon, filipriku agav arayu. You're supposed to go bas of the pigeon. You're supposed to view the pedia, supposed to view how you do pigeon based on the end, based on the time. So therefore, if you're pulled to the ilanos, it should also be, it should be the split, because you go based on the point in time of where you're being pulled there. If at the point in time you're being pulled there, the entire karka was hooked us, so the tree should be nigrar achar the karka, right? And where it says, the hashemino in the Rav Shimon, because we have a brisa that's going to teach us that Rav Shimon is other bus or pigeon. The sheet of Rav Shimon is that pigeon hektesh is determined based on the situation that you have at the time of the pigeon. How do I know that? Besides, I have the following brisa. Minayin lokeach sadeh me'aviv. I buy from my father a steyachusa. My father has a steyachusa. It's going to become mine. I purchase it from my father. Okay? V'hekdisha. And then I makdish it. So, is it a steyachusa? Right? Maybe it's not a steyachusa at this time. Maybe it's a sadeh mikneh right now because I just bought it. But I'm makdish it at this point in time. V'hekdisha makes of it. And then my father dies. So I sort of have this field via two legal mechanisms. I bought it, so it's a stay mikna. It was also yorishit, so it's a stay achuza. So now, and I was makdashit in between. Now I want to be podet. What calculation do I do to podet? Minayin shetei lefanav kid stay achuza. How do I know that I'm podet like the din of a stay achuza? Even though I bought it first. Talmud lomar, v'im es stay mikna so, asher lo mi stay achuza to, yakdash l'Hashem, sada she'ina ru'u yelio stay achuza. The only time I'm podet a field for value is a field that is not roi to be a steyachuza. Yotzezo, that excludes this case, shiru'i li'o steyachuza, to be, that's roi to become a steyachuza. So in this case, even though it was makashit when it was a steymikna, since it was roi to become a steyachuza, I'm podi it in the steyachuza calculation, divri Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. That's the halach of Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, which means that basically what? You're going according to what happened at the time you were podi it. In this case, the field, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Let's finish the writer. Rav Meir Omer Minayin Lokeach Sadeh Me'aviv. What's the case? I bought the field from my father, Umeis Aviv, and then my father dies. V'yachakach Gisha, and then I'm Matashit. Minayin Shei Lefanav Stei Achuza. How do you know that's a Stei Achuza? He says, Talmud Lomar V'im Es Stei Miknaso Shalom Stei Achuza So Sada She'en Stei Achuza Yotzei Zo She'hi Stei Achuza. The only time, only thing that you're not Matashit, the only thing that you're not Podeh based on the steyachuza values, the field is not steyachuza. But once it becomes a steyachuza, so in this case, he was matushit after a steyachuza. Basically, it comes out here, according to Rav Meir, it's a steyachuza only if you were matushit after your father died. Because then I was matushit as a steyachuza. According to Rav Shimon, even if you're matushit before my father dies, it's still considered a steyachuza. So the Gemara now asks, the Elu of Yehuda Rav Shimon, afilu hikdisha, V'yachakach meis aviv. The case of Shimon was, I was makdashit, and before my father died, my steyachuza havia. Why is that considered a steyachuza? Why is it a steyachuza according to Shimon? I was makdashit before I was yorishit. Right? So Gemara says, my timer, imishim kra, if it was the pasuk, kra lechad meir hudasa. The pasuk seems to indicate like Rav Meir. El alam mishim the azubasa pigeon. No, you go according to the time of the pigeon. And since at the time of the pigeon, the father already died, so therefore the din is like a steyachusa. So you see that Rav Shimon holds that you go after Shas opinion, a pigeon, after that's the case, then we have a kasha. You said that our original brisa is going to go to Shita Rav Shimon, the original brisa can't be going to Shita Rav Shimon, because in the case of Hekti Shlosh Ilanos, we said that you go, Shlosh Ilanos, right, it said over there, one second, let's get back to where we're holding, you makdish Shlosh Ilanos. In that case, when you're makdish the ilon, first if you're makdish the trees, and then you're makdish the karka, you do separate pigeon. But according to Rav Shimon, if you're going according to the time of the pigeon, at the time of the pigeon, both the trees and the karka were hooked us, so therefore you're being pulled as steyachuza. So our answer is no. No. Who says that Rav Shimon goes bus or pigeon? The reason why he says in our case, of the second brisa, that if you're makdish, if you buy the steyachuza, and you're makdish it before your father dies, you're still pulled it, as a steyachuza, has nothing to do with shas pedi or not. But he has a pasuk. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Kri Shkul Bedarshu. They found a pasuk also. The pasuk says, no, because the pasuk says, "Im Esnein Mechnasa Hashem Lo Bisnechus Yakish Hashem, Im Kain Lichto Rachmana Im Esnein Mechnasa Hashem Lachuzos." My Miste. The pasuk says, "Miste Achuzosa" with the extra mem. So from the extra mem, their Dorish, my Miste Sadosh in a Ruil Yos Stei Achuzos. The only time that you're Poda a field for value is a field that is not roi to become a Stei Achuzos. A field that is roi to become a Stei Achuzos, you pulled it for the Stei Achuzos calculation. So this field, even though when I was makashit, it was a Stei Mikneh, because I bought it for my father, nevertheless, since it's roi to become a Stei Achuzos, when it comes time to pigeon, I'm pulled it like a Stei Achuzos. Okay. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, Hikdish Trushim. I was makdish these, in a Stei Achuzos. I makdish these, like, boulders, I guess, that cannot grow any vegetation. Podon Bishavion. So then I'm pulled to that field based on value, not by the Chamishim Shekel Kesser calculation. My timer, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, Beis Zera Arachmana, Vani Labne Zeria Nidhu. He said, Beis Zera, a field that has to grow. These can't grow. Loga Alon. But if your Matish these Trushin and Estei Achuza, and you do not redeem them, right? So Yotzin by Yovel. They go out to the Kohanim and Yovel. So they are Estei Achuza, and that their redemption is done based on value. But they are a Stei Achuzos, that they're not nifte, then when it comes to Yovel, they go to the Kohanim. My timer, Sada Ar Machmana Koldu. It all says, Vahayah HaSada, Betseisu B'Yovel. The Sada goes back in Yovel to the Kohanim, all fields. So this field is not a Stei Achuzos, but it is a Stei Achuzos. It has its quasi status. Certain halachas, it's not like a Stei Achuzos, therefore, you redeem it for value. But it is like a Stei Achuzos in that when it's not redeemed, when it comes to Yovel, it reverts to the Kohanim. Okay. Goes to the Kohanim, yeah. They're the owners. I'm not exactly sure. We'll learn more about it. Now, again, someone who sells their Stei Achuzos to a friend, right? So that is considered a Stei Mikneh. So you are allowed, I sell you my Stei Achuzos, I have a buyback option. I'm allowed to buy it back from you, but only after 2 years. After 2 years, I can give it back to you, and I pay you an amount up to the, you know, 50, you know, the buyback includes a compensation for the tilt through Yovel, because you would have owned it through Yovel. Right? The pasuk says, V'chisim kru mimkala misecha, v'mispar shnei tzvos yimachar lach. So, but I still have this idea of 2 years. So I sell to you, after 2 years I have a buyback option, but I have to compensate you up through Yovel. So the Gemara says, machar terushim. So now we're not talking about being makdish, we're talking about selling. So I sell to you this very rocky field. Nigolin pachos mishtei shanim. I can redeem it. I can buy it back to you even after 2 years. Not like every other Stei Achuzos, which requires 2 years. Right? My timer. What's the reason? Because the pasuk says b'mispar shnei tvuos yimakar lach amar rachmana v'haylav nei tvuah ninu. It says b'mispar shnei tvuos, only if it grows tvuah, and these can't grow tvuah. So it's not like a Stei Achuzos that I can buy it back to you from you pre 2 years. Loga alam, if I would not redeem them, chose lebaylam b'yovel. Nevertheless, they still go back to the seller when it comes in Yovel. Why? It's a first class Stei Achuzos. So my timer, v'shav l'achuzoso. A field returns to its owner, amrachman v'hayin nami achuzoi. And this is also an ancestral field. So it is and it isn't. Again, it's just a split personality. Now, hikdish ilanos. Let's say I'm makdish trees, right? Is in the Stei Achuzos. I'm makdish the trees without the karka. So poda b'shav yeyen. I can redeem those trees, but I can give them the value. My timer, Beis Zera Aram Rachmana. Beis Zera gets Rachoma Sorum Chamishim Shekel, gets that calculation. Below Ilanos, and not trees alone, have to be redeemed with their calculation. But, Loga Alon, if I didn't redeem them, then Ein Yotzi L'Kohanim Yovel. They do not go to the Kohanim and Yovel. Why? V'haya Sada Aram Rachmana below Ilanos. Only the field reverts to Kohanim in Yovel by the Stei Achuzos. By a Hukdash field reverts to Kohanim. Hukdash trees do not revert to the Kohanim. Next. I guess the owner, my assumption is that the owner, the person who bought them, keeps them, because they're not considered a Sada. They're just considered trees. They're not considered, so basically, I own the field, and you own the trees, and whatever the Gemara Mavavash talks out, how you work out, after you have rights to get there, you have this split ownership now. Machar Ilanos, right? I sold my trees on the Stei Achuzos to my friend. Ein negolin pachos mishtei shanim. you have to give him 2 years, I guess, there. In this case, you have to give him 2 years. Why? My timer. Shnei tzvuos on rachmana, lana tzvuos minon. Torah talks about the years of growth, and these things grow. Trees grow, they give more produce, so therefore you only have the buyback after 2 years. Loga alam, so therefore it's like a steichuza. But if I don't redeem them, in chozeres lo bayim liyovel. If I don't redeem them, if I don't buy them, exercise my buyback option, they stay with the purchaser. My time of a shav lachuzah, so I rachmana, the lo bilanos. It only says, shav lachuzah, so that achuzah, which is karka, returns, but ilanos don't return. Okay? Amar Mar, we learned, Hektesh ilanos poda b'shavion. If you are makdish the ilanos, now you want to be poda them from Hektesh, you poda them in their value. Amai, why? Why are you poda with the value? Lektesh agabarayu. Let them be, when you're makdish the trees, then there's land around it. That's also hukdash. So they should be hukdash agav the karka, and nifiku agabarayu. And therefore, they should be pot nifta like with the karka, because you can't mark the tree, you have to mark just the area around it. So the Gemara says, v'chi teimet ilonos akish arlo ikish, and if you can tell me that, he was only marked the trees, he wasn't marked the karka around it, v'omri nahardai, don't we have nahardai say, maim de mizabem le dikla l'chavre, if I sell you my trees, koni leid, wokeyef kone, mishipu of atahoma, he's kone the karka, right, all the way down to the bottom. All the way down, straight down, it's from the karka. The Gemara says, "Lav mi itmar lo b'bob machmas taino." No, that's not. When the Hardoi say is not what happens. The Hardoi says is that is a case of where the guy was the lokeach was towing at the time of the kinyon. They wrote a star that he was calling to him even the karka under the ilan. But in the case where he's not masking the karka, they agree that there's no das. Only if he has a claim, then you can have it. But it doesn't mean that stamazoi you get the karka all the time, right? Rashi says. Machmas taina shetoanos to hiskir lo shem karka. Only if you make that claim, then you can have a claim on that. You can have a claim on that on the land all the way down. But that's stams. And therefore, when I'm not just the trees, I'm just not just the trees. No one has a claim on the grand land straight down. Now the Mishnah said, "Stay mikna no sin shavyo." Right? There's machlokes Rabbanon and Rav Eliezer. Stay mikna if you want to redeem it, you give the value. Rav Eliezer also says that stay mikna is also has this calculation. The only difference in the stay mikna and stay chuzah is whether you have to add the chomish. So Tana Rabbanon, right? Pasuk says where you poda a stay mikna. The pasuk says v'chishev lo a kohen es michsas ha'erkecha akshnas ha'yovel. So the Gemara says b'michsas ma bal milmod l'fish nemar zerah chomish sera machmishah kesef yochel astay mikna kain tamar lomar michsas. Which comes to Rabbanon saying, Michsas Kabatisha, that's value. So the laws are Omer, Nemar Khan, V'chishev, V'nemar, it says V'chishev by being Podest in Mikna, V'nemar L'Holam also says V'chishev by a Kohen, it also says the word V'chishev by Steyachuza. So Ma L'Holam by the Steyachuza, it's Dabar Katsav, it's a set amount. Akam, it's Steymikna, it's a Dabar Katsav, it's a set amount. So Gemara says, Yibayu Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Islam Zeir Shava, well here, he, laws have Zeir Shava, so another question is, the Rabbanon also have the Zdeir Shava. So if they have the Zdeir Shava, Umakim Lei Le'inu Chomesh, and therefore, even if you're Poda Astei Mikne, you'd have to add the Chomesh, Odilma Leslu Zdeir Shava. They don't have the Zdeir Shava at all, the Leslu Chomesh, and therefore, being Poda Astei Mikne is completely different. It's not done, but it's done by value, and there's no Chomesh. So Gemara says, Amarava, Mistavra Leslu Zdeir Shava, makes sense that they don't have the Zdeir Shava. Midigola Rachmana Chomesh, the Gabi Steyachuza, since the concept of Chomesh is extra fine, is written in two places, by Steyachuza, and gabi matish beso, and when you matish your house, when you redeem your house, if you have a chomesh, havlu shnei ksuvim bonke echad, it's two ksuvim bonke echad, because shnei ksuvim bonke echad imalamdim. Therefore, you're not imalamdim, so that's not going to happen in Zeir Shava. So, which is interesting, because shnei ksuvim bonke echad only talks about binyanav. I don't know what comes in Zeir Shava. Ulamad amr lamdim, according to my dharma, says that shnei ksuvim bonke echad, you are malamid. So, now you can learn it out. So maybe you do have the Zeir Shava to learn that you pay a chomesh if you're poda aste mikne. So the Gemara says, midgali rachmana, no, the Torah mentions chomesh in many other places. If you want to be poda, you're Meister Sheni. Or if you want to be poda, you're Behema Torah. That's Behema Torah that has a mum. Or you want to be poda, you're Behema Temeya. Havle Tuba. You have a lot of places where the Torah explicitly states the kind of the Chomesh. So here, the Eim Milanus. You have to be going to any other place. So they're going to hold clearly that there's no additional Chomesh when it comes to redeeming your stay mikneh from Hepesh. But Tanya Kavasi the Rava, we have a brace that supports Rava that there's no chomesh by the stay mikneh, below me tamei, but not according to his reasoning. Tanya, the Raisa says, according to the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'michlas ha'erkecha. So hikshu, right, michlas erkecha, hikishu akasav le'erechin. There's a hekesh between the stay mikneh and the erechin. Ma arachin and ein mosif chomesh. This comes when you redeem your erachin vow, you don't add a chomesh. Aste mikna ein mosifin chomesh. So when it comes to stay mikna and you've been redeeming that, you don't add on ein chomesh. Next mishnah is going to talk about the case of the shormuad. Mishnah says shormuad shehemis is eved. Shormuad kills my eved or my shifra. So technically, I'm supposed to give, right? I'm supposed to give shloshim sloim to the owner. Lahakil lahachmer. It's a kula and a chumra. Ketzad, how's it kula and a chumra? Echot shemis is hanar shemavadim. Whether you kill the brawniest, strongest eved, right? The esakar shemavadim. Or you kill the weakest, most non-useful eved. No sin shloshim sala. It's a set price, 30 sala, no matter what, no matter how much the eved is worth. Hemis ben chorin. Let's say the shore kills a free person. No sin shavyo. Then the owner has to give the yarshim of the nizak the value of the nizak. That's fine. Chavel bazeh bazeh. If the shor muad does nezek, whether or not it's an eved or ben chorim, no sin nezek shalom. They need to pay nezek shalom and all the other calculations for damage. Gemara says the muad in the tamlo only if you the Mishnah said the Reisha said shor muad. So it's mashma that all the dinim of the Mishnah is only talking about a shor muad. Well, what about the seifa? The seifa talks about a case where the shor was chovel, the damage. Muad in tamlo, we know that a shor tam also has to pay damages, pays chatzin nezek. Right? Lema masnis in the local Rabbi Kiva. Let's say our mission is like Rabbi Kiva. That's not. The mission of Rabbi Kama says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Af Tam Shechobel Adam. Rabbi Kiva has a sheet that says that a short Tam who's Chobel a person, Mishalim b'mosar Nezek Sholim. He has to pay Nezek Sholim. So it goes against Rabbi Kiva. So I feel team Rabbi Kiva, because you know our mission goes like Rabbi Kiva, right? Who adin the field Tam Nami? Even if a short Tam does damage, he would have to pay, it was damage to a human. We have to pay Nezek Shalim. But the Kabbalah Mishnah Seifa, and since they want to write the part of the Mishnah that says Hamis Ha'eved, Hamis Ben Chorid, the Muad who the Mishkachas lay. That after by a Muad, you have this case, right? The Tam of Mishkachas lay, because there's no Chiyav Tashlumin by a short Tam who kills an Eved. So since you want to mention the case of the Eved being killed, that only applies by the Shor Muad, Mishum Hachik Katani Muad. That's the only reason why the Mishnah mentions Muad, not for any other reason. Let's just do the Mishnah and then on Shabbos tomorrow we'll prepare the Gemara. Ones mafate lahakel lahachmer. By rape and seduction, there's a set value that you have to pay, and that it's lahachmer and ula kula. Ketzad, what's the case? Echad she'ones upita es gdola. Whether or not you raped or seduced a girl from a very, very important family, gdola shebekahuna, and therefore there was a tremendous amount of busha over there. Una'ara ketam shebistral, or you were. It's putting value, I don't like this, it's putting value on different families. Or you were raped or seduced a woman from a very non-real family. Nosin chamishim slayim, the fine is the same, 50 slayim to the father of the Nara. It's a kula by the Gedolah Shebe Kahuna, and it's a chura by the Ketana Shebe Yisrael. Uboshes v'apakam hakolafiyam evayish v'amizvayish. And on top of the 50 shekel, of the 50 slayim that you have to pay, you also have to pay boshes upakam. And boshes upakam is determined based on who the mevayish is, who the embarrasser is, and who the embarrassee is. So if a very, very low life person rapes or seduces someone from royalty, the boshes is much higher than if another prince would the rape or seduce them. Okay, so on Shabbos, 50 minutes before Bincha, we'll pick up on the Gemara 4 lines from the bottom. Have a good day.